This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author,
Chris Ducker.
Well, hello there and welcome to episode number 129 of Youpreneur FM. I'm your host, Chris Ducker. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, no matter where you're tuning in from today, I hope you're doing well. I hope the business is thriving. And hey, if it isn't, don't you worry, we've got you back here at Youpreneur, I guarantee it. Now, before we get into today's show on the subject of accountability and why it's so important for us Youpreneurs to hold ourselves accountable and also to have other people hold us accountable, I want to go ahead and read out a couple of reviews from our listeners. The first one comes in from Adrian, and Adrian says, he's from the US, he says, "This is by far one of my favorite podcast. Chris brings not only so much value bombs and insights, but also much personality and humor, which is very much needed in this crowded business podcast landscape. There's plenty of golden nuggets listeners can chew on through their earbuds, so you better hit subscribe. Your business life depends on it." That's not a paid endorsement, I swear. Adrian, thank you for such a great review. I appreciate you, man. And the next one comes in from Synergy82 from Romania. And this person says, "I love your British accent and the fact that you don't seem to recycle other podcasters' guests. Where do you find so many unique people?" Well, it's simple, Synergy. I go ahead and I create relationships with the people that matter most to me and to those in my community. And then I bring them to that community. Simple as that. So thank you guys so much to both Adrian and Synergy for those fantastic reviews. If you have not done a review for the show already, I would love for you to go ahead and do so. You can head over to chrisducker.com/iTunes and you'll be directly forwarded to the correct page no matter what device you are on. It really does help the show's rankings inside the iTunes store. So on to today's subject of accountability. You know, it's one of those things that I think a lot of people kind of know that they need it. But the issue is, where do we find it? You know, is it just within ourselves, or is it something that we can reach out to other people for and, you know, really sort of get that accountability and that support from elsewhere? And obviously, one of the major benefits of the Youpreneur community is that accountability and that support. And, you know, in the last couple of months since we've been live, I've seen it every single day inside of the community forums where everybody's holding each other's hands, giving virtual high fives and basically doing exactly this. They're holding each other accountable. So maybe you don't need this accountability. Maybe you don't need it. But let me ask you a few questions. Do you put things off that you know that you should do right now? Do you have a goal and a plan to get to that point? Okay. Do you ever wish that you could get more done? Do you feel that you could accomplish more, but you quite simply don't? If that is the case, then the chances are you could do with a little bit of accountability in your life. But here's the thing, how do we find it? How do we choose an accountability partner or a community to be part of that's going to hold us accountable? You know, bottom line is, it has to be someone or a group of someone's who have the same goals or at least similar goals to you. You should try and be held accountable by people that you respect and show you that respect back as well. Honestly, you need to be held accountable that can, quite frankly, call you out on your BS and, you know, tell you that you're talking a load of rubbish every now and then. They're going to be fair, but firm is what I'm getting at. So I wanted to be able to give you sort of just a handful or two of tips here in regards to accountability and not only having somebody hold you accountable, but also if you're the one that's going to be holding someone else accountable, to give you a few ideas in terms of how to do it right and get the most out of it for both you and your accountability partner. So the first thing is that it has to be a safe place. This little relationship that you've building up, whether it's one-on-one or one-to-many and vice versa, It's got to be a safe place to be able to be exactly who you are, to be very free with your advice and with your support, but also to be able to accept and take on board criticism as well. So you've got to have a little bit of a thick skin every now and then. The other thing is that you have to have some form of a commitment between the two parties as well. And you've got to stick to that commitment. Now, if you remember back in episode number 119, where I talked about getting back to basics in business, one of those points that I made was showing up, being, truthful and showing up on your promises. And that is never being clearer when it comes to accountability and helping people achieve their goals. You've got to form that commitment, but it's another thing to stick to it. And you've got to show up every day when it comes to that side of things. The other thing is that when it comes to giving feedback, you can't just give negative feedback all the time. You could be doing this better. You could be doing this better. This part of your website looks rubbish. This part of your video can be re-edited because you look terrible, or the lighting's bad, or the audio is off, or whatever it is. Don't just give negative feedback and criticism. Also balance that up with some things that are happening well. Yes, the video audio is a little off, but I love the backdrop that you picked. If you can get the audio done next time round, then I think you're going to have a much better output. That sort of type of thing. The other thing also is that, and this goes without saying, but respect is huge. And I brought that up, you have to find someone that you truly respect to become your accountability partner, or a community that you respect, or maybe there's a vibe in regards to that community that you're such a big fan of. And I think this is one of the reasons why inside of Youpreneur, everybody just gets on so darn well. I think just being part of that community is a prerequisite to showing mutual respect to everybody. And there's something to be said for that. And lastly, I want to bring up this point, is that you've got to have not only your best interests at heart in terms of you and what you're all about, but also you've got to have others' best interests at heart as well. You've got to have them at heart. You've got to have them at mind. You've got to be quite mindful when you're giving feedback, when you're taking feedback. You've got to listen while other people are sharing and pay attention to what they're all about, and keep everybody's best interests at heart. I think that's incredibly, incredibly important. Not only that, but I think it's also important to understand that accountability overall will actually help keep you responsible. It's like when you're working with someone who pushes you to make positive changes in whatever it is that you're doing, whether it be a short space of time or a long period of time, you will eventually, finally, you'll realize that you are ultimately responsible for how much progress not only you make, but the other people around you make as well. You've got to cheer each other on. Give them a little bit of a kick up the virtual backside if you have to as well. You've got to take your actions into play and really, truly understand that those actions will cause you ultimately to take a really good look at yourself. And what will happen is, and I've experienced this myself in the past, is that you will start eliminating the excuses that you've been making in the past, and you'll start making very deliberate actions, very deliberate plans that bring about your entire sort of intended success and what you want to achieve and what you want those around you to achieve as well. And all of this, in a nutshell, accelerates your performance. And we see this every single day inside the Youpreneur community. We see people jumping from one level to another, bit by bit by bit. It's like picking up the cookie trail, right, towards the big prize. Every day you pick up a crumb or two along the way to your destination. And we see this. It accelerates your performance, and it accelerates that journey to make it shorter towards whatever goal you're wanting to achieve. Because when you connect with the right people, you can work out any kinks in your plan pretty early on, I feel. And then what happens is, out of that, you start developing a really solid, winning strategy around that goal. And you execute then as a group, individually, in pairs, whatever it is, with confidence. And that confidence means that you know deep down that you're being guided by the right people towards your goal in the right way. And that, my friends, is why accountability as part of our journey as youpreneurs, regardless of what industry or niche we're serving, is so darn important. And that is the end of my message for today's Tuesday solo training or coaching episode. I really appreciate you tuning in. I hope you got a lot out of it. Maybe it's given you a little bit of a kick up the bum. That's fine. And ultimately, if it hasn't, hey, keep tuning in. That's okay. This coming Friday, we have the one and only Lewis Howes on the show. We're going to be talking about what it truly takes to become great in business, life, love, and everything else around it. It's a brilliant conversation, and I know you're going to love it. And if you haven't already checked out the Youpreneur community, I'd love for you to go ahead and do it. Brilliant things are happening in there every single day. You can head over to youpreneur.com. Until Friday, take good care. I'll be back at you then. Bye-bye for now.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today.
That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.